Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
My. We are back once again for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Often imitated, never nominated. Aw, so sad. My name is Mao. This is show 180. 180 of these things. Can you believe it? I know. You've been there for every one of them. Waiting with bated breath. That's all lies. I know you haven't been. But I hope you do listen from time to time. You can always check out the Indie Circuit on the audio archives. You can listen to the whole show if you're trapped on, say, a cube farm, or you don't like your coworkers, or you're on a bus, or other. You can always, you know, go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on the audio archive thing, and bang, there we are. Also do another show on here with a co-host, Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown, and we talk about Asian cult cinema. It's called Asian cult cinema, so it's pretty easy to remember. It's where we talk about all kinds of wackiness. Kung Fu movies, crazy stuff, Cat 3, pinky violence. And if you know what all that means, it's you live a sad life. I'm just kidding. I like it too. Yeah, like this week we did Lethal Panther. Wow. So yeah, make sure you check out those awesome shows and other things. I'm trying to get my head wrapped around with, oh, this has been a busy, busy, crazy week. And it's just winding down a little bit. But you know what always helps me wind down? How about some music, which is why you're here. Listen to me talk, and then listen to me play music, and then listen to me talk, then play music, then talk, then play music, and usually you just leave. So here's that music part for your ears and head.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
When you're coming up easy, your haziness shows. This world isn't free fall, but the mind doesn't know. Oh, oh, and yeah, you try to believe it. This high will control until the light that you needed won't guide this ship. Home, home is a lot like home. Yeah, it leads into nothing. Home breaks my soul, and this home is a lot like home, 'cause it leads into nothing. Home breaks the soul of you and me, cracks my soul. It's in the air, you can feel it. The eyes that don't lie, and you destroy all you needed. They wasted your time. You try to take back all you hated by breaking your spine. You're licking your wounds clean, but all you taste is their lies. Home feels a lot like home, but it leads into nothing. And this hole screams a lot like home, but it leads into nothing. Home breaks the soul to you and me, cracks my soul.
Oh,
home, but it leads into nothing home. Breaks the soul to you and me, cracks my soul.
Bye.
nothing safe from harm.
Remember the way Hitchcock kept you on the edge of your seat?
A little ride in sunny France. A little ride down a long road. A little ride in the hot, bright sun. With a killer stalking you. He's killed before. Why not again? Why not you?
And soon the darkness. Distributed by Continental Films and Technicolor. Rated GP, all ages. Parental guidance.
Hey! Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right. That was, yes, where's Analog Wave. Let me pull up their press. I played it off of Hope. I played Hope. Hope, the Touth remix, and then Mezcal, the Omaguma remix. So, what is that? The Analog Wave is an Irish-based electronic duo mixing dub and electronica with breakbeats, vocals, and synths. After a three-year hiatus, the band have returned to the underground scene with a brand new single, Hope. Let's see, they formed in 2012. Analog Wave have been a creative, glitchy, atmospheric-charged musical output for almost 5 years, leading heavily on influences such as Left Field, Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, Massive Attack, Dead Can Dance, and yeah, other stuff. Good stuff. So, good for them, and yeah, good for you, I hope. I hope you dug Analog Wave. Make sure you go and check out their Facebook page and all that other online shenanigans where you're like, oh, you know, everyone has all that stuff. Me too. You can go to the Indie Circuit has a Facebook page. You can like it and follow it. I don't do a whole lot with it because I'm a busy guy. Got a lot of stuff. That's no excuse, though. I should make time to do more online, but I have 3 shows and a main job and a silk screening job and other things. You know, for the other, because I also do a show called Slow Robot A Go-Go. You can do slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com is like the main one, or you can go to bunchofdorks.com if you remember any of those. And you can like, you know, there's all these podcasts on there. It was like, up to like show like 280, I think this week. And you know, so for the Asian cult cinema and for the show, the movies we have to watch for the Slow Robot A Go-Go, you know, you're talking about 3 to 4 movies a week as prep for the stuff, and you're like, wow, time becomes a premium. So there's that stuff. Last week I went to an auction. That was pretty cool. Let's go to some music, but then after the music, I'll come back and we'll see. Did I waste money? Of course I did. It's an auction. And it wasn't an arcade auction. I would have been a little bit more excited about that. It was an antiques auction where you walk around and look at all the dead people's stuff, and you're like, oh, they were rich, and then they died. And that's how you can tell because of the nice stuff I'm looking at. All right, here's some music for your brain. I said that the first thing. Oh, here's just music then.
Hello.
Hey, Dante, is Alex there?
Hold on. Phone's for you. I think it's the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. kind of grumpy today, dude. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Just having those dreams again.
Mm.
You know how it's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces. And then when I'm done, all their little wizard wives came out, wanted me just to have sex with them, which is kind
of
weird.
All right. On the other side of the break, that was, of course, the world famous 5678s. I played some cuts off of the golden hits of the 5678s. I played Boom Boom Girl, Peter Gunn, and We Got the Beat, Shaking All Over. That one had to get trimmed for time, though. It's just what happens sometimes from time to time. What are you going to do? So, yeah. So, I go to the auction, and I'm a little hungover. So, what happens is, like, this, it's an antique auction in the area. It always has, like, Saturday mornings is there. You go around, and you're like, oh, okay. And you kind of go and look at their... all the stuff that's, it's all out. It's really nice stuff. They have a lot of, like, you know, this place doesn't have junky stuff. It's usually pretty high end, old furnishings, old, and it's antiques. It's old people stuff, you know. And usually, what you do is you're walking through, and you can see they bought estates, or estates have come to them and said, you know, we don't know what to do with grandma's stuff. She's dead. We don't want it. Make it go away. So. A lot of times it has a lot of same, like, the themes. Because, I mean, if you look around your house, you have there's a lot of stuff you like. You know, like, this person had a lot of viewing stones, which are, like, those really nice polished stones on stands and, like, oriental vases. And a lot of military stuff. And a lot of, you know, so they have a good mix of stuff. But anyway, looking at different things here and there. And, you know, my wife really liked these box of pens. They had the old Mont Blanc and Cross, those fountain pens, you know. But, I mean, they're not the ones you dip in ink, the ones that has a little cartridge in them. I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I looked around at some other stuff. There was a few things I liked. It was a real nice set of art prints from Japan that I really loved. And, of course, I got outbid at those. But, I mean, if I would have kept going, I would have really regretted paying $200 for this stuff. Art is... I don't know. Sometimes the art goes for nothing. Sometimes, especially if I like it, it seems to go for lots, because I guess maybe everyone likes it. I don't know. I was a little bummed out about that. So then we go and we start bidding on these pens, and we win them, but boy, it was a lot. Ugh, you know. Those things are very expensive to begin with, so they weren't much cheaper on the used market, but there was 5 of them in this box. And I got one, you know, and the rest were my wife. So it was really nice. It's kind of neat looking at those things because, I mean, I know they still sell them, but that's such a throwback thing, you know. And that's what a lot of times when I'm going through, they give you the paper and you mark down stuff, and as you're like previewing it, the preview day, and you're always like, I don't know, you know, a lot of stuff catches your eye because you're like, oh my god, I remember these and I remember how cool they are. But by day two, and again, usually Saturday night, I might be drinking a little bit. Then Sunday, I go in there, and I'm like, oh, I'm all hungover and I don't feel so hot. I get pretty cold on stuff quick. Also, I realize I work for a living and don't have a lot of money, so that's dumb. So, you know, it's just one of those things where then you're like, oh, okay, you know, these are fine, and it was no big deal. Like, they were very beautiful, and it was nice, but a lot of stuff was so expensive, you know. But then there's things like furniture. You know, it's so odd when you're sitting in these things. They had, like, that 60s and 70s, that really high-end wood furniture. Like, I got a wooden desk... for one of the rooms, and it's like heavy wood made in New York, you know, real wood stuff. I think I paid $40 for it, you know, like tables and wood and real dressers and stuff like that. It has no value in this world anymore. It's really odd. You can get like $100-$200, you could get a whole house full of wooden furniture, you know, for under $1,000, but people go to IKEA and get that stuff that I can kick over. I don't know. It's just it's a different juxtaposition, you know. Or maybe it's just Florida because it's, I don't know, people move around a lot or whatever. It's really odd. So, long story short is I paid a lot of money, but I got a cool pen. So, I'm a pen guy. Here's music.
Be careful what you shoot at. Most things in here don't react too well to bullets.
bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Dr. Frankenstein, maker of monsters, creates the most monstrous nightmare of all. Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. From Paramount Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
I wish he would have said that. There are only two things I can't stand in life. Frankenstein and Monsters from Hell. Oh, that would have been poignant. Anyway, on the other side of the break, I played the Baby Shakes from their CD Turn It Up. Played Crazy, Last Night, and Johnny Let Go. Johnny, comma, let go. Not Johnny Let Go, as a statement. Telling them to let go, not just, hey, what happened to Johnny? Oh, Johnny Let Go. Well, weird. So yeah, there you have that whole thing. I'm trying to think, I was other than the auction, what was going on this week? I had to process some work for the silk screening. I have a silk screening side business called Daddy O's Screen Printing, which is a lot of fun, but it's also very tense, you know, because I always get so, I like it better when I do my own stuff, because then it's just at my leisure, you know, I can just be like, oh, I make some artwork and screw around, and if it doesn't work, meh, I shrug and just, you know, and then just start over. But when I have, like, actual clients with actual deadlines and stress, I always get a little tense about it. I always come through. It's not that. It's just I'm more of a, like, laid-back dude, you know. Like, whoa, like, chill out, you know. Which is why I'll never be successful in business. In case you were wondering. Which I don't think anyone was. Which is sad. But that's okay. Here's music for your head. And butt! I didn't say that yet to this show. No, I did.
Use of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of the Blues Brothers has been approved.
Mysterious creatures, thirsting for lover's blood. distorted desires.
We'll be right back.
For $1, I'll guess your weight, your height, or your sex. The most exciting thing on the midway. Imagine the thrill of getting your weight guessed by a professional. You can blow up your cheeks, you can stick out your chest, but you're not going to fool the guesser. How about you, sir? Step right up.
Hey, honey, let's see how good this guy is. Now, what do I win?
Anything in this general area, right in here. Anything below the stereo and on this side of the bicentennial glasses. Anything between the ashtray and the symbol. Anything in this 3 inches, right in here in this area, that includes the chiclets but not the erasers.
All right, that was Space Party. I played Space Party, The Creature, Flight to Mars, and Beyond the Surf. Wow. Deep, man. Deep. Love that stuff, though. I don't play enough of the surf style. I used to have a lot more of it. I have to go out and find some more so I can freshen things up and get some more surf tunage. I used to actually be a little bit more frequent on the surf forums and stuff like that. But as things change in life, you know, forums come, forums go. You know how it works. The wacky internet. Well, that looks like that's going to be it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you go out and find any of these groups on Facebook, and find me on Facebook, IndieCircuit.com. See you next week.